This is Serenade Radio with the best in easy listening. Now here's Mark Stein with Stein's Song of the Week.
When this week's song first appeared, Robert Benchley pronounced in the New York Times, "I do not think it is a very good song." Whether or not it's a very good song, it's a very good tune. The music is rather more popular with instrumentalists than the words are with singers. This, for example, is routinely called the most famous and celebrated saxophone solo in the history of jazz. And popular way beyond jazz, too. As Coleman Hawkins said, it's the first and last record he made that, quote, all the squares dig. Body and soul, of course. The most played melody in jazz, as many have said, and impossible to imagine jazz without it, as a lot of scholars say. If not Coleman Hawkins, what's your favourite version? Art Tatum, Charlie Parker, John Coltrane, or one of 10,000 other jazz guys riffing on the tune? Oh, come on, keep looking. You must have a vocal performance somewhere in the back of your LP collection. Okay, how about this? Not Gene Krupa, not Dave Brubeck, not Thelonious Monk, but Jack Hilton and his orchestra with vocal refrain by Pat O'Malley.
My heart is sad and lonely. I wait and sigh for you, dear only. I tell you I feel it. I'm all for you, body and soul. I spend my days in longing and wondering why it be your wronging. Why haven't you seen it? I'm all for you, body and soul. I can't believe it, it's hard to conceive it, that you turn away, romance. Are you pretending? Don't say it's the ending. I wish I could have one more chance to prove, dear, my life a hell you're making. You know I'm yours for just the taking. I gladly surrender myself to you, body and soul.
The very first recording of Body and Soul, February 7th, 1930 in London, and I wonder if Coleman Hawkins would account that among the Hepcats or among the squares. Nevertheless, for all those improvisatory instrumentalists, the tune wouldn't exist without its lyricist. It was the previous year, 1929, and an aspiring composer, Johnny Green, was writing with a brace of wordsmiths, Edward Heyman and Robert Sauer, and their ambition was to be the most successful three-man songwriting team after De Silva, Brown and Henderson, the fellas who gave us Birth of the Blues, It All Depends on You, You're the Cream in My Coffee, etc. So one day, Edward Heyman walks in and says, "What do you think of the title Body and Soul?" Just like that. "Holy Christmas," said Johnny Green. "That's sensational." The aspiring triumvirate had had a lucky break. England's great theatrical star, Gertrude Lawrence, was in New York and needed new material. She told them to come up with a rhythm song, a comic song, a ballad, and a torch. Heyman was proposing Body and Soul for the torch song. The title was suggested to him by a pal. It had been one of those phrases floating around the language for years. "I wasn't earning enough to keep body and soul together." And one of the quickest ways to a hit title is to take a vernacular expression and make it into a song. A cliche isn't a cliche if you set it to music. And no one else in Tin Pan Alley had spotted the possibilities of the phrase.
I'm lost in the dark. Where is the spark for my love? I'm lost in the night, holding the light of my love. The heavens opened and closed, as well I might have supposed. they have grown so lonely. For I have lost my one and only. My pride has been humbled, but I am his body and soul. I was a mere sensation. Before me, the future is stormy, a winter that's gray and old. Unless there's magic, the end will be tragic, and echo the tale that's been told so often. My life revolved about him. What earthly good am I?
Fettings singing a completely different lyric from Pat O'Malley. What's up with that? Well, we'll come to that eventually, but let's start with the composer. I knew Johnny Greene a little in his last years. Unlike many popular songwriters, he was an accomplished musician. That's to say, a man who could sit down at the piano and, unlike Irving Berlin, play well enough that you'd want to listen to him. He was a terrific conductor and arranger, and he became music director at MGM and was an important part of that big movie sound that distinguished Arthur Freed's film musicals from everybody else's. Easter Parade, An American in Paris, High Society. He took himself rather seriously by the time I met him, so seriously he insisted on being called John Greene. And if you said to him, well, everybody knows all your songs as being by Johnny Greene, he would relent a little and allow you to introduce him as John parentheses quotation marks Johnny close quotation marks close parentheses Greene. But he once took me through the writing of Body and Soul, and I have to say he made its creation sound somewhat mechanical. Not a lot of soul, and with respect to the body, he was about as romantic as a gynecologist running late. First, we set the title, he said. I came up with a triplet phrase leading to a long note on soul. Body and soul. That was our first decision. So then we had to figure out where we were going to put it. Was it going to be at the start of each phrase? Body and soul, I belong to you. Or should we put it at the end of the phrase? I belong to you, body and soul. They decided on the latter. So it was going to be blah, 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 body and soul, blah, 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 body and soul, said Green, lapsing back into clinical examination. And then we'd have the release. Ah, yes, that amazing middle section.
I can't believe it. It's hard to conceive it that you'd throw away romance. Are you pretending? It looks like the ending, unless I can have one more chance to prove dear.
Wow. Where, I asked Green, did that incredible middle section come from? Oh, that, he said. I just lifted that from one of my earlier songs. Here's Johnny Greene in a 1932 short film for Paramount.
Mighty nice to have the opportunity of talking to you, but I'm sure you'd rather hear piano music than chin music, so I'll try to do more piano playing than talking. Well, when I was in college, I wrote a little thing that happened to hit the popular taste. Remember, Coquette?
I I love Coquette. It's a great song, and it's only faded because the word coquette has faded. But it was a big song in 1932, so why did Johnny Green only play the main eight-bar theme there? Well, because he didn't compose What Comes Next, and you can't have an And Then I Wrote show with stuff you didn't write. Johnny Green composed Coquette and took it to Guy Lombardo and his brother Carmen. And Carmen said the main theme's fine, but the middle section is too weird and far out. So he axed the thing and pasted in a middle section of his own.
Tell me why you keep fooling little Coquette, making fun of the ones who love you. Breaking hearts, you are ruling little Coquette. True heart, tenderly dreaming of you. Someday you'll fall in love as I fell in love with you. Maybe someone you love will just be fooling.
Well, we just heard 16 bars of Johnny Green followed by 8 bars composed by Carmen Lombardo. Green always preferred his original middle, and in 1928 and 29, if he was near a piano and someone asked him to play Coquette, he would always play it as he wrote it. Would you like to hear what that might have sounded like? Well, we're going to need an artiste who's recorded both Coquette and Body and Soul, which is a short list, and in reasonably compatible keys and tempi, because folks tend to do Coquette very bouncy and peppy and Body and Soul slow and torchy. So in the annals of popular music, that pretty much leaves Billy Eckstein through some magical posthumous splicing to demonstrate how Johnny Green's Coquette originally sounded.
Tell me why you keep making fun of the ones who love you. Breaking hearts, you are ruling little Coquette. True hearts, tenderly dreaming of you. I can't believe it. It's so hard to conceive it that you turn away romance. Unless there's magic, the end will be tragic, unless I have just one more chance to prove dear. And when you're all alone with only regret, you
Coquette with its original middle section. Johnny Green loved that middle section, even if Carmen Lombardo didn't. And so 2 years after the Philistine Lombardo brothers dumped it, he dusted it off and stuck it in Body and Soul, which presented a whole lot of other problems, one of which he solved by listening to the chord progressions at the top of the Moonlight Sonata. If it's good enough for Beethoven, it's good enough for me, said Johnny. Of the trio of wordsmiths attached to the sheet music, the nearest to a solid working lyricist is Edward Heyman, who co-wrote everything from You Ought to Be in Pictures and the gorgeous I Cover the Waterfront to Blame It on My Youth and Nat King Cole's When I Fall in Love. But the most performed of all Ed Heyman's songs remains his first big hit, Body and Soul. Gertrude Lawrence liked it, took it back to London and sang it on the BBC. Britain's top band leader, Ambrose, happened to be listening, took a fancy to it, made it the hit of the town. And so the all-time great American Torch song wound up being published first in Britain. And it was British band leaders Jack Hilton and novelty pianists Billy Mayle and comedian chanteuses Elsie Carlisle who can lay claim to all the earliest recordings. Here's Elsie.
My heart is sad and lonely. For you I cry, for you dear only. I tell you I mean it. I'm all for you. Spend my days in longing. I'm wondering why it's me you're wronging. Why haven't you seen it? I'm all for you, body and soul. I can't believe it. It's hard to conceive it that you turn away from man. You know I'm yours for just the taking. I gladly surrender myself to you, body and soul.
By this time, a fourth name, the British librettist Frank Iton, had been added on the credits to the American trio of Green, Heyman and Sauer. What he contributed is unclear, but if you study these early recordings, you'll notice that there's a marked lyrical difference between the song as sung in London and the song as sung in New York.
My life a hell you're making. You know I'm yours for just
It was a Broadway review that brought Body and Soul back to America. Three's a crowd, the eponymous trio being Fred Allen, Clifton Webb and Libby Holman. Everyone thought the number would be great for Miss Holman. It didn't go well in tryout in Philadelphia. Hassard Short, the director, had a very high concept staging for the song. It was called Body and Soul, right? So the gimmick would be that you couldn't see Miss Holman's body during the song, just her face, picked out in a spot. Body and Soul would be soulful but disembodied, and they'd put her on a trolley and move her downstage during the number so that the disembodied head would appear to be getting bigger. Unfortunately, the trolleys made so much noise you couldn't hear the orchestra, and the podium was at such a height that when Johnny Green stood on it to conduct, his shoulders blocked out Libby Holman's disembodied face. She yelled, "Instead of calling it Three's a Crowd, call it Two's Company," and walked out. They talked her back. The high concept was gone. They made sure there were no rumbling trolleys or disembodied heads or other distractions, unless you count the plunging neckline of the slinky black dress they put Miss Holman in. And on their very last night in Philadelphia, the song worked on stage for the first time.
Life's dreary for me. They seem to be long as years. I look for the sun, but I see none through my tears. be like a stone to leave me here all alone when you could make my life worth living by simply taking what I'm seven giving. My heart is sad and
the trolleys and the disembodied heads, what's the secret of Body and Soul as a song? The whole My Man Done Me Wrong genre was already a little passé in 1930, and that's before you do it as clunkily as its trio of accredited lyricists do with all those weirdly inverted locutions. And wondering why it's me you're wronging. It's me you're wronging? Who talks like that? Who like that talks? Ah, but words are mere words, and words transformed by music are something else. And in the right hands, the clumsiest lines become very real. 8 decades after it was written, Body and Soul became the very last recording of Amy Winehouse's short life. That was entirely by chance, but also oddly appropriate. She surely did not know she was a few weeks from death when she stepped up to the mic. It was for one of Tony Bennett's celebrity duet albums that he was putting out every fortnight back then, and they sound for the most part sloughed off in 2 takes max. Amy Winehouse was basically a jazz and standards kid who got detoured into pop stardom with fatal consequences, but she never forgot the music she loved. By the time Bennett walked into Abbey Road for Body and Soul, her body was on its way out, and he had to dig deep to draw out what remained of her soul.
My heart is sad and lonely. For you I sigh, for you, dear, only. Why haven't you seen it? All for you, body and soul.
I spend my days in a hunger and wondering why it's being I tell you, I mean it. I'm all for you.
I can't believe it. It's hard to conceive it that you turn away romance. Oh.
Are you pretending? Hello?
My life a wreck you're making.
You know I'm yours, but just a taking.
Amy Winehouse died, Tony Bennett made a melancholy observation. Life teaches you how to live it, if you get to live it long enough. Miss Winehouse didn't, and so she's a bit like a Poundland Billie Holiday, all the self-destruction but with too small a catalogue. She loved Body and Soul, and if she'd stuck with those songs, she wouldn't be as famous, but she might still be around. When I talked with John Green, about Body and Soul, I never got the impression he was into any of that soulful ululating, never mind Miss Winehouse, but from Billie Holiday, Sarah Vaughan. I mentioned earlier that he listened to Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata to solve a problem in the middle of Body and Soul. In a certain sense, it was his Moonlight Sonata. Here's Johnny Green playing Body and Soul. Green channeling Beethoven. And that's how the composer heard Body and Soul through all the decades that followed. John Green sings Johnny Green.
My heart is sad and lonely. For you I sigh, for you. Tell you I mean it. I'm all for you, body and
from Me to You, John Green playing and singing and conducting Johnny Green, Body and Soul, and crediting two-thirds of his lyricists, Edward Heyman and Robert Sauer, but not Frank Iton. As John Green and Johnny Green, Mr. Green had an amazing career as songwriter, composer, conductor, arranger, movie executive. When he spoke to me, he couldn't be bothered being self-effacing. He told me, quote, as my friend Alan J. Lerner said, modesty is for those who deserve it, and I don't. Fair enough. But he then told me that the greatest song he ever wrote, far greater than Body and Soul, was the title theme to the 1957 Civil War epic starring Montgomery Clift and Elizabeth Taylor, Raintree County.
I love you in Raintree County, and I'd find what we all seek to know. We shared the golden dream when we found our true love in Raintree long ago.
The song Johnny Green told me with a straight face was far superior to Body and Soul. And then he played it to me. Well, I thought to myself, my life a wreck you're making.
Stein's Song of the Week was presented by Mark Stein and produced for Serenade Radio by Brian Savin.